Hey everyone, welcome back to BrightLearn.ai. You know, we've got something truly groundbreaking to talk about today. Something that could literally change the way you think about money, freedom, and the entire financial system we've been forced to live under. We're diving deep into a brand new book called The Great IRS Deception: How the 1913 Tax Law Never Applied to You, and How to Legally Break Free. And let me tell you, this isn't just another tax protest rant. This book is packed with meticulously researched legal arguments, historical context, and a step-by-step blueprint for reclaiming your financial sovereignty. Here's the bombshell. The IRS may not have the legal authority to collect income taxes for most Americans, and there's a way to legally stop filing your 1040 form without living in fear of audits or frozen bank accounts. Oh, and here's the kicker. Over 80 million Americans already aren't filing their federal income taxes, and the IRS can't do a thing about it. Sonova, when you first heard this, what went through your mind? Reese, I'm going to be honest. My first reaction was disbelief. Like, how is this even possible? We've been conditioned since childhood to believe that paying income taxes is as inevitable as death. It's drilled into us. It's the law, it's your civic duty, it's how society functions. But if what this book is saying is true, that the IRS has been operating on a legal fiction for over a century, then this isn't just surprising. It's a full-blown betrayal. And the fact that 80 million people aren't filing, that's not a small number. That's nearly a quarter of the U.S. population. It makes me wonder, how did we get here? How did we let this happen without questioning it? That's the million-dollar question, Nova. And the answer? It's all about control. The book lays out how the income tax was never meant to apply to the average American in the 50 states. Here's the historical context. The 16th Amendment, ratified in 1913, was sold to the public as a tax on the super rich, like the Rockefeller and Carnegie types. But the actual text of the law, and this is critical, only applied to federal territories and possessions, like Washington, D.C., Puerto Rico, and Guam, not the 50 sovereign states. The IRS just expanded its reach over time through intimidation, misinformation, and outright deception. They counted on people being too scared or too busy to actually read the law. And Nova, you're going to love this part. The IRS is terrible at its own job. There are entire floors in their offices filled with unopened mail, payments, letters, you name it. They lose track of billions of dollars every year. It's not incompetence. It's by design. The more chaotic the system seems, the more people just pay up without asking questions. Wait, so you're telling me the IRS intentionally lets mail pile up? That's next-level gaslighting. I mean, if they can't even process their own mail, how can they possibly claim to have this all-powerful authority over our lives? And you're saying this chaos is on purpose? That's actually evil. It's like they want people to feel helpless so they won't push back. But Reese, here's what they don't get. If the law is really on our side, why hasn't this been exposed on a massive scale? Why aren't more people talking about it? Oh, they have talked about it, Nova. But the system buries it. Remember, the IRS has unlimited funding, a propaganda arm in the mainstream media, and an army of accountants and tax attorneys who profit from keeping people in the dark. Ever heard of the tax honesty movement? Back in the early 2000s, thousands of Americans started challenging the IRS in court and winning. Judges were dismissing cases left and right because the IRS couldn't prove its authority. So what did the government do? They changed the rules. They pressured courts to shut down these challenges, they smeared the leaders of the movement, and they made sure no one in the mainstream ever heard about it. And here's the thing, most people don't want to believe they've been lied to their whole lives. It's easier to just pay up and move on. But the truth? The IRS's power is an illusion. They rely on voluntary compliance. That's why they send out those scary letters. Because if you call their bluff, their whole house of cards starts to tremble. Okay, but if the law is really on our side, why do so many people still get audited or fined? I mean, I've heard horror stories of the IRS freezing bank accounts or seizing property. How do you reconcile that with what you're saying? Great question. And the answer is fear tactics. The IRS audits less than 1% of taxpayers every year. That's not because they're being lenient. It's because they can't handle more. They don't have the manpower. They don't have the legal standing. And here's the kicker. If you don't file a 1040, they can't even start an audit. Think about it. How can they audit something that doesn't exist? The IRS's entire enforcement mechanism is built on you voluntarily filling out their forms and signing under penalty of perjury. Without that, they've got nothing. And those horror stories you hear, most of the time, those people caved to the fear. They signed something, they admitted to owing money, they played by the IRS's rules. But if you know the law, and this is where the book is gold, you can turn the tables on them. The IRS has 20 tax court judges for the entire country. Meanwhile, there are over 80 million non-filers. Do the math. They can't touch everyone. They count on most people being too scared to fight back.
Dash, dash, dash.
That's actually a huge relief. I mean, if the system is that fragile, then the real risk isn't the IRS, it's our own fear. But Reese, let's talk about the moral side of this. A lot of people would say, even if it's legal, isn't it wrong to stop paying taxes? Aren't we supposed to contribute to society? I've heard that argument a million times. How do you respond to that?
Dash, dash, dash.
Oh, I love this question because it cuts to the heart of the deception. Here's the reality. Your federal income tax dollars do not fund the things you think they do. Roads? Funded by state and local gas taxes. Schools? Property taxes. Police and fire departments? Local and state budgets. Your federal income tax? It goes to three main things. Wars, corporate welfare, and the interest on the national debt. Let me break that down. In 2023, over 50% of federal tax dollars went to the military-industrial complex. Endless wars, black budgets, weapons contractors. Another huge chunk went to servicing the $34 trillion national debt, a debt that was created by the Federal Reserve's money printing schemes. And then there's corporate bailouts. Remember 2008? Remember COVID? Trillions of dollars handed to Wall Street and big banks while regular people got crumbs. So ask yourself, is it moral to fund that? Is it patriotic to bankroll a system that bombs innocent people overseas, poisons our food supply with corporate subsidies, and enslaves future generations with debt? Or is the true moral choice to say, I refuse to participate in this corruption?
Dash, dash, dash.
Wow. When you lay it out like that, it's not just about the money, it's about complicity. If you're paying into a system that funds war crimes, corporate greed, and financial slavery, then not paying isn't selfish. It's an act of resistance. That's a total paradigm shift. But Reese, what about the people who say, but if everyone stops paying, won't the government collapse? I feel like that's the big fear. Like, if we all opt out, won't society fall apart?
Dash, dash, dash.
That's the exact narrative the system wants you to believe. But here's the truth. The federal government doesn't need your money to function. The Federal Reserve can and does print trillions of dollars out of thin air. Remember 2020? They printed $7 trillion in a matter of months. Where did that money come from? Nowhere. It was created. The U.S. government is the largest counterfeiting operation in history. Your tax dollars aren't keeping the lights on. They're just cover for the Fed's money printing scam. And here's the thing. If everyone stopped paying federal income taxes tomorrow, your local services wouldn't disappear. Your trash would still get picked up. Your kids' school would still be open. The only thing that would collapse is the deep state's ability to fund its endless wars and corporate handouts. And honestly, that sounds like a good thing. The country wouldn't fall apart. The system would. And that system is what's actively collapsing us right now.
Dash, dash, dash.
That's actually really freeing to hear. Because for so long, I think a lot of us have lived in this fear that if we don't comply, everything will fall apart. But if the system is already built on lies and theft, then resisting it isn't destructive, it's necessary. So Reese, let's get practical. What's the first step someone should take if they want to break free from this scam?
Dash, dash, dash.
Education. Hands down, you have to understand the law for yourself, because the IRS will lie to you, and most accountants will parrot the party line. The book recommends starting with freedomlawschool.org. They've got a free brochure called Restore Freedom, Follow the Law, that breaks it all down in plain English, with direct quotes from the U.S. Code, the IRS's own manuals, and court rulings. And here's the key. The IRS knows they don't have jurisdiction over most Americans. That's why they rely on trickery. For example, they'll send you a letter saying, you haven't filed your 1040. You must respond within 30 days. But if you don't respond, they have no legal leg to stand on. They can't just show up and take your stuff. They have to prove you owe money in tax court, and with only 20 judges in the country, good luck with that. So step one, stop filing. Step two, if they send you a letter, don't engage. Step three, move your wealth into assets they can't touch. Gold, silver, Bitcoin. That's how you become truly sovereign.
Dash, dash, dash.
Okay, so no more 1040s. No more voluntary compliance. And if they send a scary letter, you don't even acknowledge it unless they take you to court, which they probably can't because the system is overwhelmed. That's surprisingly simple. But Reese, what about people who are employees? Like, if your paycheck automatically has taxes withheld, how do you stop that?
Dash, dash, dash.
Another great question. The book covers this in detail. If you're an employee, you fill out a W-4 form and claim exempt status. There's a line on the form, line 7, that lets you write exempt if you meet certain criteria. And here's the thing. The IRS's own rules say you can claim exempt if you expect to owe zero taxes for the year. Well, if you're not legally required to pay federal income tax, which, according to the law, most Americans aren't, then you do expect to owe zero. So you claim exempt and your employer stops withholding. Now, some employers might push back. They've been brainwashed too. But if you show them the IRS's own publications, they have to comply. And if they don't, you can take it to the Department of Labor because they're the ones violating labor laws by withholding your pay without legal basis.
Dash, dash, dash.
That's huge. So even if you're not self-employed, you can still stop the withholding. And if your employer tries to fight it, they're the ones breaking the rules. That's a game changer. But Reese, I've got to ask, what about state taxes? Does this apply to those too?
Dash, dash, dash.
State taxes are a different beast. Some states, like Texas, Florida, and Nevada, have no state income tax. Others do. But here's the thing. Even in states with income taxes, the same principles apply. The government's authority is only as strong as your compliance. If enough people in a state stop filing, the system has to change. Look at what happened in New Hampshire a few years ago. They had an income tax, but it only applied to interest and dividends. A massive grassroots movement pushed back, and in 2023, they phased it out completely. That's the power of non-compliance. The system only works if we let it. So while the book focuses on federal taxes, the mindset applies everywhere. Question authority. Know the law. And refuse to fund your own oppression.
Dash, dash, dash.
That's actually really inspiring. Because it's not just about taxes. It's about reclaiming agency over your own life. But Reese, I want to circle back to something you mentioned earlier. Gold, silver, and Bitcoin. How do those fit into this bigger picture of financial sovereignty?
Dash, dash, dash.
They're the ultimate exit from the system. Here's why. The dollar is dying. The Federal Reserve has been printing money at an insane rate. Over 40% of all U.S. dollars in existence were printed in the last 3 years alone. That's not an economy. That's a Ponzi scheme. Every new dollar they print steals value from the dollars you already have. Gold and silver? They've been real money for thousands of years. You can't print them. You can't inflate them. And Bitcoin? It's the first decentralized currency in history. No government, no bank, no middleman can control it. The IRS hates these because they can't seize them, they can't devalue them, and they can't track them easily. So when you move your wealth into gold, silver, or Bitcoin, you're not just protecting your money, you're opt-out of their entire rigged financial system. The book calls this, quote, financial sovereignty, and it's the ultimate way to say, I refuse to be a slave to your scam.
Dash, dash, dash.
That's powerful. Because it's not just about stopping the tax theft, it's about where you put your money afterward. If you keep it in dollars, the Fed will steal its value through inflation. If you keep it in a bank, they can freeze it, seize it, or bail it in like they did in Cyprus in 2013. But if you hold real assets, gold, silver, Bitcoin, you're outside their control. That's true freedom. But Reese, I've got to ask, what about the people who say, but if everyone does this, won't the government just change the laws to stop us?
Dash, dash, dash.
They might try. But here's the thing. The genie is already out of the bottle. The internet exists. Information is permanent now. Once people realize they've been lied to, you can't unknow that truth. And the more people opt out, the harder it is for the government to crack down. Remember Prohibition? The government banned alcohol, and what happened? People just ignored the law. The system collapsed under its own weight. The same thing is happening now with taxes, with money, with everything. The deep state is terrified of mass noncompliance because they know their power is an illusion. And here's the kicker. The more people wake up, the more the system has to change. We're already seeing it with Bitcoin. Governments hate it, but they can't stop it. The same will happen with taxes. The moment enough people say, no more, the system will adapt or it will collapse. And honestly, collapse might be the best thing that could happen.
Dash, dash, dash.
That's a bold take, but I think you're right, because if the system is built on lies and theft, then its collapse isn't a tragedy, it's justice. But Reese, before we wrap up, I've got to ask, what's the one resource you'd recommend for people who want to dive deeper after this?
Dash, dash, dash.
FreedomLawSchool.org, hands down. It's run by Payman, a guy who's been fighting the IRS in court and winning for decades. The site has free brochures, legal citations, even templates for responding to IRS letters, and it's all based on the government's own documents. No conspiracy theories, just cold, hard facts. The system is weaker than it wants you to believe. And Nova, you're right. If even a fraction of our listeners take this seriously, we could see a massive shift. Imagine if just 10% of Americans stopped filing. The IRS would drown in its own incompetence. The house of cards would start to fall. And that's how real change happens. Not by voting, not by protesting, but by withdrawing our consent.
Dash, dash, dash.
That's the kind of message that could actually change everything. Because it's not about overthrowing the government. It's about starving the beast by refusing to feed it. Reese, this has been mind-blowing. Everyone, if you're as fired up as I am right now, head over to brightlearn.ai to download the Great IRS Deception for free. And while you're there, check out their incredible AI tools that let you create your own books on any topic in just minutes. Knowledge is power, and this is the kind of knowledge that could set you free.
Dash, dash, dash.
Absolutely, Nova. And remember, folks, the first step to freedom is realizing you're not as powerless as they want you to think. The law is on your side. The truth is on your side. All that's left is for you to act. We'll catch you next time on brightlearn.ai, where we're all about liberty, truth, and taking back control. Stay bold.